8868, inbound to BTC, Lombard and Broadway.
8868, I got your mechanical rolling. What's going on with your bus?
Oh, it just dies at rather embarrassing and unopportune points in the route, just completely loses power. If I'm not mistaken, 2817 is kind of known for this. I think this has happened to me before in 2817. But anyway, it starts up fine when I just, you know, turn it off, turn it back on. It just, it's kind of awkward to be driving a bus that just randomly dies.
Okay, it doesn't do anything. Doesn't do anything prior to dying? Do you get any bells and whistles or anything like that?
No, I got no bells and whistles. I'm not a journeyman mechanic. I mean, I'm a gearhead, but I'm not a journeyman diesel mechanic. The only weird thing about this flyer is it idles. To me, it idles super rough. I mean, not super rough enough for me to call you, 4 hours ago. But it definitely idles funny.
Okay. Have you tried the battery reset yet?
I did that at Willow Creek a couple of times. That's kind of my default. That's sort of the TriMet driver default position when anything goes wrong with the bus is hit the old battery reset. And I even let it cycle for about 3.5 minutes. Because of those new gillies were supposed to do that, and that didn't magically solve the problem. So, I don't know. I mean, it could stay out for another 12 hours, and it's just kind of awkward to have the bus just sort of die on me.
I understand. It is frustrating. When you went to start it back up, did you start it in day run, wait for all the clicking to stop?
Yes, now that new trick, that was my last get-out-of-jail-free card. I don't know if a lot of guys do that, but I did, because in the new gillies, that can clear a lot of the Christmas lights on the top. So I did that, I think, two trips ago at Willow.
Okay. Well, we'll see what we can do about getting you traded out. Get you to travel on with that, write a work card, and I'll let you know when we can get a trade.
Copy that. You got it. You guys have a good one.
You as well. 1156.